Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 16th China Fahui on the Minghui website, entitled Clarifying the Truth to the Police Through Our Building Renovation Business, by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China.
China Fahui, Clarifying the Truth to the Police Through Our Building Renovation Business, by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China. After I began to practice Falun Dafa in March 1996, I was filled with tremendous joy. It seemed that all the suffering and bitterness I'd lived through paved the way for me to become a Falun Dafa practitioner. My life became meaningful. Let it go. Everything will be fine. My husband was riding his bicycle in the summer of 1997. A woman riding her bicycle ahead of him fell off her bike. She was not hurt, but there was a little dirt on her clothes. She stood up. Seeing that she was fine, my husband passed her and headed home. She later came to our home and claimed that my husband had run into her with his bike. She demanded 200 yuan in compensation. We had little money at that time and did not have 200 yuan. My husband did not want to give her any money because he did not hit her. She said, "You can consider it extortion." I hurried and quickly borrowed 200 yuan from our relatives. The neighbors had gathered and were watching us. I was nervous and said to my husband, "Let's give it to her." She took the money and left. I didn't know how to explain to everyone that I gave her the money because I practice Falun Dafa. It happened so suddenly. I knew in my heart that this was not a coincidence and it must be an opportunity arranged by Master for me to improve my Xinjing. I knew that I should not behave the same as an ordinary person and argue with her. Master said, quote, "If something is yours, you will not lose it." Unquote. Lecture 7, Zhuan Falun. My husband and I do home renovations, and some old friends who were general contractors contacted us. We hadn't seen them for many years. They had to find our home by asking around the neighborhood because we didn't have a phone at that time. The neighbors didn't understand why so many people came looking for us to do their renovations. I knew that these opportunities were arranged by Master as compensation for what we'd lost. Master said, quote, "No loss, no gain." Unquote. Lecture 2, Zhuan Falun. We lost 200 yuan, yet what I gained was more. After I began practicing Falun Dafa, our financial situation greatly improved. Another similar situation happened in 2006. My daughter was learning to ride her new bicycle, and she ran into an elderly lady. The woman was not hurt. She yelled at my daughter for riding too fast and went on her way. 1 month later, the elderly woman came to our home with her husband. She told me that my daughter had hit her on her bike. She thought she was fine, but she later felt pain in her ribs. She went to have an x-ray and found there was a fracture. She showed me the x-ray film as well as the medical bills. I said, "You know that I practice Falun Dafa. I believe you, and I admit it was our fault. But I only have 100 yuan right now. You can take it and go back to the doctor. I'll pay whatever the treatment costs. I won't need to see your receipts. I'll reimburse you for whatever you've spent. Once I get my income for this month, I'll come visit you." They agreed and left. I visited the couple a few days later. To my surprise, things were completely different. Their daughter said, "My mother has suffered from many illnesses for years. My siblings and I can take care of her. We won't take your money. Maybe only Falun Dafa practitioners like you would accept such accusations. If I were you, I would never go along with this." They refused to take any money and said I was not responsible. I bought some gifts for them. When I brought them, the daughter said, "I'm surprised that you're not angry with us. You even visited us again." The family thanked me for my kindness. I said, "My master taught me to behave like this. Let's thank him." I visited them later to clarify the truth. They treated me as an honored guest. The daughter withdrew from the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, and its two affiliated youth organizations, and the older couple would often say, "Falun Dafa is good." Police department secretary withdraws from the CCP. It was no coincidence that the secretary and officers of the police department came to us for a remodeling project. A black car came to our village one day. The driver, a policeman, asked the villagers where I lived. The villagers refused to tell him because they wanted to protect me from the police. So he had been driving around for some time. When a fellow practitioner heard about it, she came to warn me. I said, "I'll go to meet him. It doesn't sound like he wants to arrest me." I found the police officer and told him that I was the person he was looking for. He said that it seemed no one knew me. I said that it was because people wanted to protect me because I'm a Falun Dafa practitioner. He answered, "Yes, I know. Our department secretary bought a house and wants to renovate it. He doesn't trust anyone except you to do a good job. He sent me here to ask you." He said, "I just needed to ask around and I would find you. I didn't expect that no one would tell me where you live." I said, "In the past, the police came here only to arrest and persecute me. The villagers are protecting me. That's why they didn't tell you." I explained to him the persecution that we suffered since the persecution began in 1999. He said, "The secretary said that Falun Dafa practitioners are good. I will protect you in the future." I promised to renovate the secretary's new home. When I arrived at the secretary's home, he told his wife, "We must welcome them. We will prepare lunch for them. They are not ordinary workers. They are Falun Dafa practitioners." I wanted to clarify the facts to them and said, "You know more about the CCP than I do. I didn't know how evil the Communist Party was until I read the book 9 Commentaries on the Communist Party. Have you read it?" He said, "No, what does it talk about?" I said, "It's a very detailed and thorough commentary on the Communist Party. I will give you a copy tomorrow." He agreed to read it. I asked the secretary, "Do you know about the Tiananmen self-immolation hoax in 2001? He answered, "Yes, I do. There were internal rumors that some officers were sent to Beijing on Chinese New Year's Eve. I didn't know why. I later heard that they went to Tiananmen Square and were sent back after seeing a big fire." I said, "It was arranged by the Chinese Communist Party to slander Falun Dafa." I said, "We now have the internet. I have an anti-censorship software so that you can read reports from overseas. I will give it to you and you'll be able to visit any censored website. The CCP spreads lies. It does not want people to know the truth." I told the secretary, "When you joined the CCP, you swore that you would devote your life to it. Think about how many crimes the CCP has committed. You know this better than me. If you don't quit the CCP, you'll be blamed for all its sins. The only way out is to quit the party." He said, "Everyone knows the outcome won't be good. Fortunately, I'm about to retire soon." I said, "There's an overseas website where people can announce their withdrawal from the CCP. I can help you post an announcement, or you can visit the website and do it yourself." The last day of the renovation project came, and I was about to leave. The secretary was not at home. I asked his wife if he had quit the CCP. She told me that he had quit the party using his real name. She also told me, "When our relatives come to visit, we'll help them quit the party as well." I quietly thanked Master for his arrangement. This was a precious opportunity to clarify the facts to the secretary of the police department. Clarifying the facts to the police. Sometime later, the police came to me asking me to renovate the local police station. The former police station director had actively persecuted Falandafa practitioners. After he was reassigned, the deputy director was promoted to the new director. He knew some facts about Falandafa, and he trusted practitioners. He'd also protected practitioners. When the building needed renovation, he came to me. There were many Falandafa books in the police station which had been confiscated from practitioners. I found that the police were reading them. One day, an officer brought two books and asked me about some of the symbols. He didn't recognize the symbols nor understand what they meant. I explained them to him, and we read the books together. Some officers told me that they had often been assigned to arrest Falandafa practitioners, yet they had never seen practitioners doing the Falandafa exercises. So I demonstrated the five sets of exercises to them. While I renovated the building, I had many opportunities to talk with the police. I asked them if they had ever heard the saying, "Not everything that's legal is right." I elaborated, "Although you have to follow orders, you can always choose to aim the gun a little higher and miss the shot." They agreed with me. They said they knew that the police were just pawns of the CCP. When I told them how millions of Chinese have quit the CCP, they asked me how to quit with an alias. Neighbor quits the CCP. A neighbor met me once when I was leaving my home. He said, "All of you are good people." I asked if he knew about the movement of withdrawing from the CCP and its affiliated organizations. He said he had heard about it but didn't understand what it meant. I explained why millions of Chinese were quitting the CCP. I said, "Have you joined any of the CCP's affiliated organizations? If so, you need to withdraw from them. Otherwise, you're a party member and will be responsible for all the crimes it's committed." My neighbor said, "I quit. I'm on your side."
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.